Please, I'm going to hand over now to Steve Ford, the Chief Executive of Parkinson's UK, to say a few further words. Steve.
Thanks. I'm sure you'll agree that that presentation from Roger was really masterful, wasn't it? The way that he pulled together all of those aspects of Parkinson's, or the range of different conditions, perhaps, that's Parkinson's. And I think in that presentation gave us a really clear sense of what we need to be doing to find a cure for Parkinson's. I think when I was listening to that, there were kind of two words, I suppose, that were in my mind. On one hand, excitement that now we really are at a time where things are developing really quickly. There was so much in that presentation of what's happened just in the last few years as people really are starting to make advances in the understanding and possible treatments of Parkinson's. The second word, though, that was in my mind was urgency. Quite a lot of the times, Roger talked about 2017, didn't he? And I could sense probably a lot of people in this room thinking, why 2017? Why not now? Why not next year? What can we do to accelerate that process? This is me. This is my loved one that we're talking about here. And I think it's those two words, excitement and urgency, that really drive Parkinson's UK as we seek to find a cure for Parkinson's. That's why we make it such a strong focus of the work of the charity. That's why we're the largest non-commercial funder of Parkinson's research in the UK, spending this year something like £4.5 million. But also, as Roger suggested in his presentation with the Trans-Euro project, we seek to be leaders as well, bringing people together, acting as a catalyst so that more research can take place. I think it's this sense of excitement and urgency that means that we're bringing people who are really motivated about Parkinson's research together. We've created the research support network, and we're encouraging everybody who has an interest in Parkinson's research to be part of that, to spread the word about Parkinson's research, maybe in your local area, if you're part of a local group, to do that, to host these kind of events so that more people can hear from the great researchers in Parkinson's. It might be just so that you can find out about clinical trials and what's going on. Some of you would have seen just a couple of weeks ago a lot of publicity about the Tracking Parkinson's project that's being launched from the University of Glasgow, and we're looking to recruit 3,300 people to that project. The real strength, I think, that we have in the UK through Parkinson's UK, through our membership, is that our networks mean that it's so much easier, actually, than it is in other countries to pull people together, to enable people like Roger and others to have people who can participate in these clinical trials. So another reason to get involved in our research support network, and information about the charity and how to get involved in your PACs. I suppose just the last point to make, though, is just to say that everything we do around research comes from inspiring people to support us as a charity. We don't receive any government funding. We don't receive funding from the health service. It is about inspiring individuals who are really passionate about wanting to make a difference to support the charity. And I think as you hear Roger, you get a real sense that it's so important, isn't it, that we make sure that people like Roger are supported in the work that they're doing, because of that excitement and because of that urgency. So I want to thank Roger for really inspiring us all to get involved in Parkinson's research in whatever way we can. My next role, actually, is to hand over to Ken. And I just want to say something about that. You know, we've all got these sort of fancy phones with predictive text and things like that. Well, Ken has done a great job organising this event, and he's been emailing me around organising it. And I was kind of responding to an email on my phone last week. And actually, my phone's even more clever, and you sort of swipe across the keyboard. And I was just about to send this email to Ken when I realised that actually what I'd written was "Dear Kitten." And I was a bit embarrassed about that, and I was just a bit conscious that maybe I'd sent some other emails to Ken actually called "Dear Kitten." So I just wanted to use this opportunity actually to say, if I did, sorry for any embarrassment. And, you know, I do respect you a lot, but I don't think we're that close yet. Ken is the... from the Edinburgh branch, leads their research special interest group.
Well, I won't detain you for very long, because I'm sure people are tired now, and after the exhilaration of Roger's presentation, I'm sure everybody is feeling a little bit flatter. As Steve has just kindly said, I chair the research interest group of the Edinburgh branch of Parkinson's UK. But let me emphasise that the success of this meeting, and I think success is the appropriate word, has been based on a tripartite agreement between three bodies. That's the Edinburgh branch of Parkinson's UK, ably chaired by Patrick Mark, who is known to many of you. The Lothian Parkinson's Advisory Service, which is led by Dr. Conor Maguire, who's in the audience tonight, and also by Alison Stewart, who is the lead Parkinson's specialist nurse. Unfortunately, she's not able to be here tonight. We really regret that. And finally, but not least, the MRC Centre for Regenerative Medicine, where Dr. Thilo Kunath, who's also in the audience here and asked a couple of questions, leads a fascinating research team. I've asked to draw your attention to the fact that underneath your seat, if you haven't already discovered it, is a delegate pack which gives you further information about these three groups. So please don't miss out on taking that away with you. Finally, a few thank yous. Thanks to the pharmaceutical companies who've sponsored this meeting. Without them, you wouldn't have got your steak pies before the meeting. Thanks especially to Steve Ford, who's taken time out from a very busy agenda to come and address this meeting. We're really grateful. Thank you for that, Steve. Thank you more generally for the support from Parkinson's UK. Let me mention Catherine Crawford, who leads up the Scottish effort for Parkinson's UK, and her team. And also somebody who can't be here tonight is Lubna Arif from the London headquarters of Parkinson's UK. She's now on maternity leave, but she's been a tremendous support and source of inspiration for us in preparing for this meeting. Finally, thanks to our fellow speakers tonight, to Chandran for introducing a speaker, to Richard Davenport for so ably chairing the discussion session, and finally, of course, to Roger himself for a masterly exposition. My final duty is to point out something which was on the overheads at the beginning of the lecture, that is that on leaving the meeting there will be a collection. You haven't been asked to pay anything for your tickets for this meeting, but there will be collection points at the exits to the lecture theatre, and any money collected will be used to support the research effort of Parkinson's UK, and in particular the work which is being carried out at the MRC Centre for Regenerative Medicine here in Edinburgh. So please don't forget to put your hand in your pocket. Thank you very much indeed, and thank you once again.